Before we proceed any further, we wish to make known to the general populace that this letter is only, solely, and expressly for the now quite wide open ears of lovely Doris, Rosalie, and Clowns. Anyone else, please be so kind as to put a sufficient amount of cotton in their ears. This is Bill speaking now, and speaking for all of us, I'd just like to say that we really had a swell time up there, and we're sorry it couldn't have lasted longer than it did. And don't you think this is a very novel way to express our thanks? We'll have this always, and to remind you of a very, very lovely weekend, we hope.
This is John now, trying to add something to what Bill said so nicely. But I just want to repeat again, and no matter how many times we repeat it, still be just as sincere as our first utterance. And we really did enjoy ourselves immensely. And we appreciate the way at times you girls put up with our not very gentlemanly actions and shenanigans. And I think this trip is something that we'll remember for quite some time, not only because of the lovely way that you received us, because of the lovely times we had and the very enjoyable things that we did from the very moment that the car broke down until the moment that we got home. And here's Bill back again.
We're sorry Jay couldn't be here with us at this time to express his gratitude for having a wonderful. It seems that he was slightly knocked out from the trip, and perhaps we'll get him to say a few words a little later on at some future time. I'm at a loss for words now.
At this point, we find that the record on this side is about slowly running over. We have so much more to say. We look to ask one favor to you, and that is, ladies, please turn me over.
Over. Over.